Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
We haven't heard the Tea Party mentioned all that much lately, except in Indiana, where six-term Senator Dick Lugar faces the fight of his life from a much more conservative candidate in tomorrow's Indiana Republican primary. Lugar's challenger is State Treasurer Richard Murdoch, and Murdoch's Tea Party backing has given him a lead in the polls. Joining us now, Mary Beth Schneider, political reporter at the Indianapolis Star. Mary Beth, you draw this back to the results from the 2010 elections. What do you mean there?
Back in 2010, Indiana was electing another senator, and in the primary that year, there was a split of various Tea Party candidates. Dan Coats, more the establishment candidate, the Tea Party very much did not like him because he'd been living in Virginia, had been a lobbyist. They split their vote among four candidates. Dan Coats won the primary with 39% and went on to win in November. That year, the Tea Party activists vowed that they would not get divided like that again, and they've coalesced around one candidate, State Treasurer Richard Murdoch, and it's working for them because right now he's leading Lugar.
10 points I saw from the last poll. Is part of this simply an anti-incumbent sentiment?
That probably has something to do with it, but it's really much more than that. There are so many reasons that Dick Lugar is behind right now. The biggest reason may be some of his votes. He would consider all of these things taking the conservative stance, but he is for earmarks. He thinks that you don't hand the power of the purse off to the presidency. He believes in giving a president deference on his nominees, so he voted for Elena Kagan and Sonia Sotomayor. Now he's voted for all the conservative Supreme Court justices, too, but that does not sit well with many in the Tea Party. A long time ago, back in the 90s, he had supported a temporary ban on assault weapons, and that doesn't go down well either. Then there's the fact that he's 80. Then there's the fact that in 77, when he first was elected to the United States Senate, he sold his Indianapolis home and moved to Virginia. And I think I'd been known in political circles all along. We'd written it before ourselves, so, I mean, the public should have known this, but nonetheless, it seemed to come as a shock to people. Murdoch was able to make that a campaign issue. In fact, his voting got challenged this year. He had to spend time this spring when maybe he would have rather been talking about issues. He had to spend some time fighting off whether he could even vote in this election.
So although we have sometimes seen Tea Party voting fail to coalesce enough to shift an election, the predictions are now that Murdoch will actually beat Lugar.
I think it might tighten up a little bit. Lugar really made a big appeal, but nonetheless, yes, he is, and Democrats are thrilled because they think Murdoch is a better target for them in the fall.
They feel as though he'll be easier for the Democrat to beat.
Joe Donnelly, a U.S. rep from up around South Bend.
Mary Beth Schneider is a political reporter for the Indianapolis Star. She's talking about the Indiana Republican primary. It happens tomorrow, in which six-term Senator Dick Lugar is facing a real challenge from state's treasurer Richard Murdoch, who's been associated with the Tea Party there. Mary Beth, thank you so much.
You're welcome.